This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The U.S. job market continues to improve. The Labor Department says employers added 227,000 workers to their payrolls last month. That's a solid, if not spectacular, performance and continues a trend that suggests a genuine recovery, not a blip. The unemployment rate held steady at 8.3%, even as nearly 500,000 people joined the workforce. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The American job market is still a long way from healthy, but its pulse feels a lot stronger now than it did 6 months ago. That's a boon for President Obama as he tries to hold on to his own job in November.
Day by day, we're creating new jobs, but we can't stop there. Not until everybody who's out there pounding the pavement, sending out their resumes, has a chance to land one of those jobs.
Employers have added more than 200,000 jobs in each of the last 3 months. Over the last 6 months, private employers have added 1.3 million jobs. That's the strongest six-month period of job growth in almost 6 years. Alan Krueger, who chairs the President's Council of Economic Advisors, says the cumulative picture is an economy on the mend.
We are digging our way out of the deep hole that the president inherited when he took office.
Employers are putting out help wanted signs in many different industries. Bars and restaurants added 41,000 jobs in February. There were 61,000 more jobs in healthcare and social work and 82,000 in business and professional services. About half of those were in temporary firms. Joni Ruge of the Ronstadt temporary firm says business began picking up late last year.
I can tell you that some of the hottest jobs right now are in information technology. We are also seeing a very strong demand in engineering, which is a good sign, as well as accounting and finance. That continues to pick up.
Mr. Obama has been highlighting manufacturing jobs. And yesterday, he visited a Rolls-Royce jet engine parts factory in Virginia. U.S. factories added 31,000 jobs in February and more than 400,000 over the last 2 years.
So the economy is getting strong. And when I come to places like this and I see the work that's being done, it gives me confidence there are better days ahead.
The Rolls-Royce Crosspoint plant is part of a joint effort to promote advanced manufacturing, along with universities, community colleges, and the government. Mr. Obama wants to duplicate that model elsewhere. He proposed a $1 billion effort to develop manufacturing institutes around the country.
I don't want it just here at Crosspoint. I want it everywhere. To do that, we need Congress to act.
While House lawmakers okayed a modest jobs bill this past week, Congress has been slow to embrace many of the president's economic proposals. Meanwhile, Republican presidential hopefuls have tried to tag Mr. Obama as an economic failure. That task is made more difficult by the improving jobs numbers. Mitt Romney didn't specifically address the new employment report on the campaign trail yesterday, but he argues the slow pace of recovery is nothing to brag about.
First of all, talk to the 24 million Americans that are out of work or underemployed in this country.
To be sure, 8.3% unemployment is still painfully high and a potential liability for Mr. Obama. While the recent trend line is good and the jobless rate is now as low as it's been since his first full month in office, Mr. Obama says that's not good enough.
I did not run for this office just to get back to where we were. I ran for this office to get us to where we need to be.
Mr. Obama says his goal is to restore middle-class security, adding some challenges take longer than one term to achieve. Scott Horsley, NPR News, The White House.